Ceremony flow matters. A wedding ceremony may be brief, but it has movement. Guests arrive, music begins, family members are seated, the wedding party enters, the bride arrives, the officiant welcomes everyone, scripture is read, a message is given, vows are spoken, rings are exchanged, prayer is offered, the couple is pronounced married, the kiss happens, the recessional begins. When that flow is clear, the ceremony feels peaceful. When that flow is confused, anxiety rises. This is why Christian wedding officiants must learn to work with planners, venues, photographers, DJs, musicians, and families. Each person may be focused on a different aspect. The planner may focus on timing. The venue may focus on rules and space. The photographer may focus on angles and light. The DJ may focus on music cues and sound. The family may focus on emotion, tradition, and expectations. The officiant must understand all of this while keeping the ceremony centered on Christian covenant. Using the 15 aspects of Christian philosophy, we can see that a wedding ceremony is many-sided. There is space, movement, emotion, language, beauty, law, social witness, ethical love, and faith. A wedding is not reducible to one of these. If the ceremony is reduced to photography, vows may become props. If it is reduced to family expectations, covenant clarity may be lost. If it is reduced to emotion, truth may become sentimental. If it is reduced to law, beauty and blessing may disappear. If it is reduced to entertainment, reverence may be weakened. The officiant helps keep these many parts ordered under God. Before the ceremony, ask practical questions. Who cues the processional? Where will I stand? How will the couple face each other? Will the couple use written vows? Who has the rings? Will there be a unity ritual? Will scripture be read by the officiant or someone else? Will there be a microphone? Who controls the sound? When should I step aside for the kiss? Who will guide the recessional? Who has the marriage license? These questions are not fussy. They are ministry care. Ministry Sciences reminds us that good systems often reduce emotional pressure. When roles are clear, people can be more present. When the officiant knows the flow, the couple can relax. When the wedding team communicates, the ceremony can breathe. But ceremony flow must never become mere production. A Christian wedding is not a show. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Together, they enter Christian marriage as one woman and one man before the Lord. The ceremony flow should serve that covenant reality. So work respectfully with the planner. Honor venue boundaries. Coordinate with the photographer. Give the DJ clear cues. Help the family understand their role, but do not surrender the meaning of the ceremony to any one person's preference. You may need to say, "Let's keep the vows unhurried." Or, "We can adjust the timing, but prayer should not feel like a rushed transition." Or, "I will step aside for the kiss, but during the vows, I need to remain close enough to guide the couple clearly." That is calm leadership, not ego, not control, not conflict. The best ceremony flow feels natural because preparation has already happened. A faithful officiant does not merely show up with a script. A faithful officiant helps the wedding team serve a holy moment with clarity, peace, and covenant purpose.